Kunjabihari Madhava Jaya Kunjabihari Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Kidibada Nagore Jaya Kidibada Taure
Louder. Louder. Can play it louder? Good, louder.
Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Jaya Kiribada Dhare Jaya Kiribada Dhare Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Randaguna Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Randaguna Yamuna Tiragumana Chagadri Yamuna te raghumana chagudhe Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Randhu Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Jaya Kiribada Dhagure Jaya Kiribada Dhagure Jaya Gopi Dana Padaba Jaya Kiribada Dhare Jaya Kiribada Dhare Jaya Kiribada Dhare Jaya Kiribada Dhare Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yamuna te raghumana chagare Yamuna te raghumana chagare Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Ahumba Jaya Radha Madhava Yahoo kunya be hagure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Osatara Sitashi Srimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chanan Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharshila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Gauti Vaishnavrindi Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem se koho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindiki Jai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopa Gopata Zayam Kunda Radhakunda Kiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturam Ki Jai Navadeepdam Ki Jai Jagannath Swami Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai Srimati Lasadev Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindiki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glorious, he assembled the devotees, all glorious, he assembled the devotees, all glorious, he assembled the devotees, all glorious, to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you. Okay, so before giving class, I'd like to make one small announcement. There's this wonderful translation of Black Lotus.
Ovaj prijevod Crnog Lotosa.
I can't pronounce it, but
ne mogu to iz
Crni Lotos
izreći na hrvatskom, Crni Lotos.
Crni. Crni. Okay, I got it. So, this book is about, of course, the life and teachings and mission of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, who is my dear friend. And it's, of course, by the mercy of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj that I'm here in Croatia today. As I told many of you before, that I had no plans to be here. And the final wish that he gave in regard to myself is become GBC of Croatia.
GBC.
And I said no. I said anything. Please don't give me more responsibilities than I already have. And then, overcome by feelings of guilt, which is really empathic. But anyway,
so...
overcome by feelings of guilt a week later, I contacted him and said I would agree to do it. And then he said to me, he said, thank you very much for listening to the wishes of a dying man. So that left me no choice.
I tako nisam imao nikakvog izbora.
Of course.
Naravno.
Now I'm very happy I did this because I'm experiencing so much happiness being in the association of all of you.
Svih vas.
Let me know if I go too fast because I'm trying to slow down.
It's okay.
So I'm very, this is, I mean, this is what I would call the most wonderful yatra in the world. And I'm not just saying that, you know, some people say, I say that about every yatra, but anyway, so. But I've experienced, you know, more, you know, openness and joy. And you know, Vaishnava Sangha here practically than anywhere else in the world.
Kao nigde drugde na svijetu.
And also by my coming here, I've also had the mercy of developing a very close friendship with His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj.
Razviti blisko prijateljstvo sa njegovom svetošću Satchinanda Maharajem.
Because previously we were serving in different parts of the world.
Mi smo služili u drugim dijelovima svijeta.
So I'm seeing that by following the instruction of a great Vaishnava, such as Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, even if his instruction was given in the form of a guilt trip,
then
Krishna gives one all sorts of wonderful
mercy.
Even though one may not understand when the instruction
comes,
what sort of mercy you're going to
get?
It's like I was even thinking, reading this book about Draupadi, when she was told to marry five husbands. She didn't really understand how that was actually Krishna's mercy. But at the end of life, or throughout her whole life, her relationship with her dear friend, who she called Sakha, Sakha means friend in Sanskrit, deepened more and more and more. So not only am I experiencing great happiness in being here and associating with Satchinanda Maharaj and all you wonderful devotees, but I'm also becoming closer to his divine grace Bhaktitirtha
Maharaj.
Because by serving a great Vaishnava, you actually get closer. It's not that physical proximity indicates closeness. I'm just like in my relationship with His Divine Grace, Srila
Prabhupada.
I've gotten infinitely closer since Srila Prabhupada left the
planet.
And all of you can develop a very intimate relationship with Srila Prabhupada because spiritual means not conditioned upon any material situation, material condition. So I, somehow or other, I've become very close with Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, and I hope I can serve with him life after life and be in its transcendental team. And I pray that all of you will also be in the same transcendental team. So we'll see you all next lifetime. That's a shock. That's my blessing, to see you all life after life. And you're thinking, I want to go back to Godhead. What is this guy talking about?
But
I just want to go to these camps life after life.
Anyway.
So this one, anyway, getting back to the advertisement, which I was paid to make. So, no. No, I wasn't. This wonderful book is available here. And where are the copies? On the book table. They're on the book table outside, and there are limited numbers of copies. And, you know, please buy your copy today. I've read this book in English, not in Croatian, but I'm sure it's the same book. And it's simply, what can I say? It's simply a wonderful book describing the intimate realizations, life, and dedication, and love of Srila Bhaktitirtha Maharaj and his desire to foment, in other words, to cause a social change to occur in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
U međunarodnom društvu svjesnosti Krishne.
And I'm also feeling that my courses of empathic communication are actually following in the same mood as Bhakti Tirthamaharaj. Many of the devotees told me. Many of the devotees told me during the course that, hey, that's the same thing Bhakti Tirthamaharaj said in a different way. So he was a great social reformer.
Veliki društveni reformator.
So I also hope to continue that work.
Nadam da ću nastaviti i taj
and cause a big revolution.
I prouzročiti veliku revoluciju.
Anyway, get your book.
Nabavite si knjigu.
Okay, so now we'll go on to Srimad Bhagavatam class.
Sada ćemo krenuti na predavanje sa Srimad Bhagavatama.
And of course, this is the last day of the camp.
Ovo je posljednji dan kampa.
And we're very surprised to find so many people here this morning.
Iznenađen sam što je jutros došlo toliko ljudi.
Wow. I thought everybody had left and I'd be just preaching to myself.
Svi otišli da ću propovijedati sam sebi.
So thank you very much for coming.
Puno vam hvala što ste došli.
We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text 17.
Pjevanje drugo poglavlje, 17. strofa.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ready Unta Stau He Abhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Avridyantasto Yabhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyanta Sto Yabhadrani Vidunauti Suritsatam Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Avridyantaksto Yabhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. Okay. Shrinvatam. Those who have developed the urge to hear the message of.
Oni koji su čuli želju da slušaju poruku od
Svakataha. His own words.
Njegove vlastite riječi.
Krishna. The personality of Godhead.
Svevišnje božanskoj osobi.
Punya. Virtues.
Vrline, kreposti.
Shravana. Hearing.
Slušajući.
Kirtanaha, chanting.
Pjevajući.
Ready antaha, staha, within one's heart.
Unutar srca.
Hey, certainly.
Zasigurno.
Abhadrani, desire to enjoy matter.
Želja za uživanjem u materiji.
Vidunoti, cleanses.
Čisti.
Surit, benefactor. Satam,
dobročinitelj.
Of the truthful.
Istinoljubivih.
So, translation.
Prijevod.
So how do you want to do this? You want me to read the translation first, then you do?
We always do the simultaneous.
Okay.
Do the simultaneous.
Okay. That's best. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Super Soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire from material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Okay, so purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Haribol, Haribol. Messages of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are non-different from Him. Whenever, therefore, a fenceless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshashtaka declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that He can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to His devotees. When He sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become eager to hear about Him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to Him. Easily. Is everyone having an easy time? Actually, but Prabhupada clarifies, he says completely sincere earlier in that
purport.
Is anyone completely sincere?
Je li netko potpuno iskren?
So anyway, I'm just showing you how. Anyway, it's important to study Prabhupada's purports because every word is very significant. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into His kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Most of us. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. No, the Prabhupada's saying the generic term, but he's not indicating that all the women want to go back to God and very few men. But it's
samo nekoliko žena želi vratiti Bogu, a samo puno sve žena, ali nekoliko muškaraca.
It's actually,
ali
it's a very few means like jako malo, you can count on one hand, two hands, the number
jako mali broj ljudi koji se može nabrojati na prste ruke.
But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead,
se želi vratiti kući,
Sri Krishna helps in all respects.
Krishna mu pomaže u svakom pogledu.
One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins.
Oslobođena sve grijeha.
The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victims to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. Well, when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. Yeah, I just want to make a comment. By women wealth, Prabhupada is also indicating for the ladies, you know, men and wealth.
Kada kaže žene i muškarci, žene i bogatstvo, to se isto odnosi na žene, da one smatraju muškarce, da privlačnošću koje
zarobljava
u ovom svijetu. Znači, okay. Biti nemiran.
In the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment.
I bogatstvom nije nešto začuđujuće.
Because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial.
Od pamti vijeka.
And it takes time to recover from this foreign nature.
Da se,
but if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtanaha Vidyantaksto Yavadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam Omagana Timidanda Shagananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So, when I read a purport like this, where you know, one has to have be completely sincere
trebamo biti potpuno iskreni
and all these qualities
I, sve te,
in order to, you know, go back to Godhead,
Bogu,
you know, completely free from all sins, all allurements of the material world,
svih privlačnosti, materijalnog svijeta.
I don't get discouraged.
To me obeshrabruje.
Not because I'm completely free.
Što sam potpuno oslobodan, oslobođen od toga.
Actually, if I thought I was completely free, I wouldn't be completely free.
Da sam potpuno oslobođen, ne bih bio potpuno oslobođen.
False ego.
Jer bi tu bio problem lažnog ega.
Like anybody who comes up to you and says,
da vam netko priđe i kaže,
I have no more material desires.
Više nema materijalnih želja.
You say, what about false pride? You
know, vi ga pitate što je s lažnim ponosom.
What about profit, adoration, distinction? Why are you telling me this?
So, da te drugi prepoznaju za slavom.
So what keeps me enthusiastic is this principle of Ashvibanda,
je načelo Ashvibande,
which Prabhupada translates as hope against hope.
Kao, nada protiv, sve nade.
That means
to znači
that one has faith not in oneself,
ne vjeruje, ne sebi, u
but
sebe,
one has faith in the process of Krishna consciousness and in the pure devotees.
I u čiste bhakte.
Because Krishna se tamar Krishna dite par. Krishna belongs to the pure devotees.
Pripada čistim bhaktama.
Krishna, Krishna bole. So, Krishna is the property. Krishna not only is Krishna the property of the pure devotees,
Krishna vlasništvo čistih bhakta,
but pure devotional service is the property
čisto,
of the pure devotees. Predano
služenje vlasništvo čistih bhakta.
So if you just run after Krishna,
ako samo želite Krishna,
you're not going to get bhakti.
Nećete dobiti bhakti.
Because bhakti is
zato što
independent.
Je bhakti neovisna.
And bhakti resides in the heart of
bhakti
the pure devotees.
Počiva u srcu čistoga bhakte.
So the idea is to run
dakle,
after the pure devotees.
Tome da želimo čiste bhakte.
Then there's hope.
Onda postoji nada.
So the whole process of devotional
proces,
service
predanog služenja
is based upon association with devotees. And begins
I počinje
from that principle and from that point.
Počinje od toga.
Like we find the description of the different steps of devotional service.
Opisi različitih razina predanog
služenja. Ado Shraddha, in the beginning one has some preliminary faith in the Vedic literature and especially faith in the devotees.
U svete spise, posebno vjeru u bhakte.
And then the next thing is tata sadhu sangota. One begins to associate with the devotees.
Da se osoba počinje družiti s bhaktama.
And when you associate with the devotees,
družite s njima,
That bhakti that's in our heart begins to influence you, and you begin to feel preliminary ecstasies. Just like I remember the first time I met His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
in 1971. Prabhupada
walked into the temple room. And I was feeling ecstasies. Feeling shaking in the body, hair standing on end.
Mi se tijelo, naježila mi se koža.
And, of course, I was not and am not a pure devotee.
No, ja nisam bio, niti nisam čistim bhakta.
But this is described also by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Was
that dried up or burnt up ecstasy or something like that?
Neka, suha ili spalila
that even
ekstaza,
someone who is not Krishna conscious
netko tko nije svjestan Krishna,
can experience može, ecstasies in the presence of a pure devotee, in the recitation of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna
Katha,
done by a pure devotee or purely, and also in Harinam
Sankirtan.
Just like last night, we had this nice kirtan, and we were experiencing so much happiness and ecstasy. So just by a moment's association with a pure devotee, you can get a coming attraction to what the bhavas are in devotional service. Of course, in the beginning, I became confused, and I thought, now I'm a pure devotee when I felt those ecstasies. I hadn't yet read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Madhurya
Kanambini.
I said, now I've made it. I'm a coward boy. I realized my siddhadeha.
Spoznao sam svoj siddhadehu.
And all the other brahmacharis looked at each other and said, we're coward boys too.
Pogledali jedni druge, rekli, mi smo dječaci, pastiri.
And I thought, there's nothing more to be attained
in
pure devotional service.
Da se više nema što dostići, da smo,
but then after
Prabhupada
flew away,
ali nakon što je Prabhupada otišao,
we discovered we were not pure devotees anymore.
Shvatili smo da nismo više čisti bhakte.
We started arguing with each
other. Počeli smo se svađati jedni s drugima.
Showing kama, krodha, mada, macharya, bharya, vaya. Which are not the ornaments of a pure devotee. What's that? Kama, we start showing lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy. And we understand fear. And so we understand that the ornaments of a pure devotee are different than that. Tatikshiva, Kurunika, Suvida, Sarvadena, Majata, Sattva, Santa, Sattva, Sattvushana, as described by Lord Kapiladev. In fact, you can judge your advancement by how much you're developing these particular qualities or ornaments. You know, by your taste for hearing and chanting, and also by how much you're becoming tolerant. But tolerant doesn't mean you just like taking some Novocaine or some, you know, some anesthesia. Tolerant means you just continue tateinu kampam sushim ekshamana bunjanavatma kutam vipakam. Tolerant means you just go on, you're serving Krishna more enthusiastically in spite of everybody yelling at you, your body giving you trouble, and the weather being bad, and demigods giving you trouble. Anyway, Tatikshiva, Kurunika, you're merciful, you're a friend to all living entities. Suvidam, same thing that Krishna uses in the fifth chapter
Krishna
of the Gita,
petom poglavlju Gita kaže,
text 29,
u 29.
You're actually a well-wisher, not kaže, just like a buddy.
Vi ste, dobronamjernik. Vi ste kao neki...
Anyway, so these qualities of Jata Shatrava, and then you don't consider anyone to be your enemy, no matter what they do. You're peaceful.
Bez obzira što oni učinili, mirni
you follow Shastra.
Slijedite Shastra.
You follow the great devotees. Anyway, so that's how you judge your advancement.
Na taj način možete procijeniti svoj napredak.
If you're still thinking of friends and
ako
enemies,
još razmišljate, dijelite ljude na prijatelje i neprijatelje,
or feeling hateful towards someone,
mrzite nekoga, osjećate mržnju prema njemu.
As they say, you got a long way to go, baby.
Kažu, još je velik put pred vama.
Sorry. So anyway. So getting back to the point about the process of devotional service,
so
you begin to associate with the devotees and their qualities rum off on you, and you get some preliminary taste for devotional service. And you develop a desire to serve them and do what they're doing. That's bhajana kriya. And then by performing this bhajana kriya and artha navritti shat, the anarthas gradually go away.
Polako nestanu.
And actually, you keep working on the anarthas.
I dalje radite na anartama.
Just up to the point
sve do trenutka,
that you reach prema, there's still a lot of work on anarthas.
Još ima jako puno posla na anartama.
Because only at prema are anarthas absolutely
preme,
gone.
Anarte potpuno nestaju, za ne?
Just like our friend Bart Maharaj.
To je naš prijatelj Bharat Maharaj.
Bart Maharaj was on the platform of what? Does anyone know?
Razini, na kojoj razini?
Baba.
Na razini Bave.
Is anyone here on the platform of Baba?
Ili netko ovdje na razini Bave?
Raise your hand. Come on.
Dignite ruke.
Be honest.
Budite iskreni.
No. I'm sure some of you are,
Nije.
But you're humble.
Siguran sam da netko jeste, ali ste ponižni.
But still he succumbed.
Ali ipak on je podlegao.
To a material sentiment.
Materijalnim sentimentima.
And had to take birth as a deer.
I morao se roditi kao jelen.
So what I mean by absolutely gone is they still may come back, even though they're not there, even at Bava, there's some possibility they come back if one's not attentive.
Bave, moguće je da se oni ti osjećaju vrate ako osoba nije pažljiva.
So these anarthas, you really have to keep working on them.
Trebamo raditi na njima.
For a long time.
I dugo vremena.
Don't get depressed.
Nemojte da vas to deprimira.
Because it's fun.
Jer to je zabavno.
That's big up as a shot to you.
Ovo vas je možda malo iznenadilo.
It's fun.
Zabavno
anarthas
je.
Are fun.
Anarthas su zabavne.
Huh?
Što?
What's this guy talking about?
O čemu ove govori?
Actually, the reason anarthas are fun, I'll tell you why.
Anarthas su zabavne zato što...
Because it's a challenge.
Je to izazov.
Like Prabhupada said one time, without opposition, where's the chance for glorious victory?
Ako nema suprotstavljanja, gdje tu postoji mogućnost za slavnu pobjedu?
And Prabhupada wanted us to be in the mood of kshatriyas.
Da budemo u raspoloženju kshatriya.
Where's Trevor Crum? Is he here? Oh, there you are. That doesn't mean we beat up everybody that we say.
Istući svakoga koga vidimo.
But kshatriya means
kshatriya znači
one who likes to protect, one
onaj tko voli štititi,
who has a dynamic
onaj tko
spirit.
Ima dinamičan duh.
So this mood of kshatriya,
to raspoloženje kshatriya
should be implanted in our heart, not only insofar as preaching
srce.
Krishna consciousness, it's a great challenge, it's a great
Krishna,
adventure.
Odnosno da je svjesnost Krishna veliki izazov i velika pustolovina.
Just like I'm traveling all over the world and my life
svijeta,
is such an adventure.
Moj život je tako pustolovan.
Wonderful adventure.
To je prekrasna pustolovina.
Better than any adventure story I read when I was young.
Bolje od bilo kakvih pustolovnih priča koje sam čitao dok sam bio mlad.
It's a benefit of being a sannyasi.
Bolje. To je dobrobit toga što ste sannyasi.
And also if you're married, your life is an adventure.
Vaš život isto tako.
I was
going to
say your wife is an adventure, but
žena sam reći, žena vam je pustolovina.
Sorry.
Freudovska omaška.
Because the... We have an adventure in spreading Krishna consciousness. It's challenging our minds. Prabhupada said he defined a Mahabhagavat as one who is always thinking, always planning, always scheming on how to spread the Krishna consciousness movement and not falling down. So dealing with these anarthas is a real adventure too. So I'm going to describe how to deal with them. So it won't depress you.
Da vas to ne deprimira previše.
Let's say you're experiencing lust. I know.
Recimo da osjećate požudu.
None of you can relate to this, but.
Znam da se nitko od vas ne može povezati s tim, ali.
So let's say, oh lust.
Recimo, oh požuda.
Ooh, get out of here, lust.
Odlazi požuda.
Oh lust.
Oh požuda.
I'm so lusty.
Kako sam požudan.
I'm like a dog.
Sam poput psa.
So. That's really not the way to get rid of lust.
To nije baš način da se riješimo požude.
The way you get rid of lust
požude se možemo riješiti
is by taking the original thing from which the lust came before it was perverted, reflected in matter.
Na krivi način odrazilo u materiji.
And that's love, love of Krishna.
A to je ljubav, ljubav prema Krishni.
But not just love of Krishna, because
samo ljubav prema Krishni.
Krishna,
jer
it's an interesting fact about Krishna.
Postoji nešto zanimljivo u vezi Krishne.
And that fact is Mama Vamsa Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. That everyone, everything
sve,
you see is
svi,
connected,
svi
part and parcel of Krishna.
Su sastavni dio Krishne, povezani su s njime.
Oftentimes we think of
često
the
mislimo,
parcel
da,
that the person,
dio,
that there's Krishna, there is
Krishna,
the living entity.
Da, eto, tu je Krishna, tu je živo biće.
And so that's similar to the philosophy of Sripad Madhvacharya,
slično,
considered, you know, radical dualism, isn't it?
O radikalnom dualizmu.
So, but we're also part
ali,
of Krishna.
Smo dio Krishna.
So in other words, to love Krishna,
voliti Krishna,
we should develop appreciation and love
Krishna
for all living entities.
Trebamo razviti ljubav prema svim živim bićima i uvažavanje prema njima.
And we don't do that sentimentally.
A to ne činimo na sentimentalan način.
That we just all join hands and
da
sing Kumbaya.
Da svi se uhvatimo za ruke i pjevamo Kumbaya.
You know what that is? You know. Love, all you need is love, love.
Sve što,
all, we don't do
sve što
that.
Ti treba je ljubav i samo ljubav.
Maybe you do it.
Mi to ne radimo. Možda neki od vas, ali
we understand the real needs of everybody.
Ali svačemo, svačije istinske potrebe i to je ljubav.
Like when a mother loves the child,
majka voli, dijete, svoje dijete,
she gives the child what the what's good
ono
for the child, what the child needs.
Dobro, ono što dijete tu treba.
Not necessarily what
ne
the child
ono
asks for all the time.
Dijete,
right?
Neprestano traži.
Children sometimes ask for things
dijete
that are not so good for them.
Traže stvari koje nisu najbolje za njih.
So you give them what they need. That's, that's date, love. So you have to understand what they need,
treba,
what Krishna
treba,
needs.
Trebate shvatiti što njima treba i što Krishna
in this
treba.
Verse, it's being described what Krishna needs.
Ovo je opisuje se što Krishna treba.
Krishna has everything.
Krishna ima sve.
But he needs your heart,
treba
he needs
mu
your
vaše srce i vaša ljubav.
And he really wants you to chant
i
about him.
I uistinu želi da da pjevate o njemu.
The reason
pričate o njemu.
Krishna becomes happy when you
Krishna
chant about him.
Krishna postaje sretan kada pričate, govorite o njemu, pjevate o njemu.
Because he has a real ego.
Zato što ima pravi ego.
He loves to hear about himself.
Voli slušati o sebi.
The false ego means you love to hear about yourself.
Znači da volite, da vi volite slušati o sebi.
That's why you all love astrologers.
I zato svi volite astrologe.
You love to have past life regression.
Volite regresiju u prošli život.
Because you love
jer
to hear about yourself.
Volite slušati o sebi.
Oh, you in your last life.
U prošlom životu.
You were
ti si
the king of England.
Ti si bio engleski kralj.
In your last life, you were a great
životu,
devotee.
Bio si veliki bhakta.
So anyway, so Krishna, that is perverted reflection of Krishna's
to
position,
je,
who he likes to hear about himself. He
Krishna
likes to hear. That's not false ego,
Krishna
because Krishna
to nije lažni ego,
is great.
Zato što je Krishna velik.
And he's the source of everything.
On je izvor svega.
So anyway, so we hear and chant about Krishna.
Slušamo i govorimo o Krishni.
Krishna becomes very happy.
I Krishna postaje jako sretan.
And he dances in your heart.
I pleše u vašem srcu.
And he cleanses the heart, as described.
I čisti srce kao što je ovdje opisano.
Because he's so happy with you.
Zato što je tako zadovoljan s vama.
Anyway, so we've given one example with lust.
U svakom slučaju dali smo jedan primjer s požudom.
So similarly, you can go through the other anartas.
Možete promatrati i druge anarte.
And actually do something positive.
I učiniti nešto pozitivno.
In Krishna consciousness,
u svjesnosti Krishna,
that will help you
pomoći,
dissolve these anarthas, transform your relationships.
Preobrazite svoje odnose.
Actually, Krishna consciousness is
Krishna
a process of transforming
proces
relationships, not
odnosa,
giving up relationships.
A ne da odustanemo od odnosa.
Oftentimes people
često
think
ljudi misle,
in order to become
da,
detached from this material world, we have to give up relationships.
Da trebamo, da trebamo napustiti odnose kako bismo postali nevezani za ovaj materijalni svijet.
People think,
misle,
like people may be situated in household
možda,
life.
Možda su u obiteljskom životu.
And they may think,
i možda misle,
that in order to be Krishna conscious, I have to give up my wife or husband.
Da se trebaju odreći muža ili žene da bi bili uspješni u duhovnom životu.
But our process is to actually transform that relationship.
Preobrazimo te odnose.
from one in which you're trying to squeeze some enjoyment out of the other person to one in which you're having a nice partnership with the other person on the progressive path of spiritual life going back to home, back to God.
Na duhovnom putu povratka kući nazad Bogu.
And so friendship and any sort of relationship is like that. It should be transformed.
Bilo koja druga vrsta odnosa treba se preobraziti.
Anyway, so then we get rid of or attempt or we start to get rid of the anartis.
Onda se počnemo rješavati ili pokušavamo se riješiti anarti.
And then when we get you're on the path of getting
onda
rid of the
anartis. Onda smo na putu da se
riješimo anartis. Then we become steady in devotional service.
Onda postajemo postojani u predanom služenju.
And steady in our regular life, that means outside of the temple room or outside of our bhajan, and also steady in our
bhajan.
And the next step is we begin to have more and more of a taste for Krishna
consciousness.
And this is called the step of ruchi,
which is being described here.
And ruchi has two stages too.
Ima dva stadija.
One stage of ruchi is when you're deriving great satisfaction and taste from the processes of devotional service. When someone who is leading you in those processes is very expert, like someone's a good kirtan leader.
Jako vješt u tome, kao recimo netko tko je jako dobar vođa kirtana.
But the highest stage of ruchi,
ali najviša razina, najviši stadij ručija
is when
je kada
you have a taste when the kirtan leader doesn't know how to keep a tune.
Je kada imate ukusi kada vođa kirtana ne zna baš dobro, ne zna.
That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would assign the worst kirtan leader to lead kirtan.
Tako dodijelio vodstvo kirtana najgorem vođi kirtana.
And we're not going to do that.
A mi nećemo to učiniti.
Anyway, so we can describe the rest of the processes of bhakti, but
možemo opisivati ostale.
The main point we're making here is that this process of
bhakti,
involves the essential element of associating and
druženje,
serving the pure devotee.
Druženje čisti bhakti i služenje njih, isto tako i bhakta.
Is a wonderful voyage.
Je prekrasno putovanje.
It's a wonderful, not only wonderful challenge,
nije
but an interesting
izazov,
experience.
I zanimljivo iskustvo.
And every day,
i svaki dan,
you should be getting newer and newer realizations.
Trebamo stjecati uvijek nove spoznaje.
You should wake up in the morning thinking, wow, I just realized this about Krishna.
Upravo sam shvatio ovo o Krishni.
Wow, I just realized this about serving the devotees.
Upravo sam shvatio ovo o služenju bhakta.
Every day should be a new life experience.
Svaki dan treba biti novo,
if you're performing bhakti
iskustvo,
properly.
Ako na pravi način,
this is Krishna consciousness.
Smo uključeni u bhakti.
So,
to je svjesnost Krishna.
Anyway, we'd like to thank everybody. We're not going to speak for a long time because you know everybody has to get packed and move on with their life.
I krenuti dalje sa svojim životom.
And it's been a wonderful camp.
Bio je predivan kamp.
We want, we humbly request the devotees
ponizno
to keep
molimo bhakte da
and cement a sankalpa in their hearts
zadrže sankalpe u svom
for their whole lives
za svoj čitav život.
And make that sankalpa related with Krishna.
Budu povezane s Krishnom.
Becoming closer and closer with
da,
Krishna
and enjoying the process
of daily becoming closer and closer with Krishna.
Približavanja s,
so any questions or comments?
Imali kakvih pitanja ili komentara?
Yes. That's right. Okay.
U komentaru dakle piše da jako malo ljudi u stvari se iskreno žele vratiti Krišni, ali nama se često govori kako trebamo razvijati to raspoloženje da želimo da želimo sve više priče Krišni.
Prabhupada said that we should think about going back to the spiritual
world.
Trebamo
razmišljati o povratku u duhovni svijet.
We have to be honest.
Trebamo biti
that we
iskreni,
most of us really want to get out of this place, isn't it?
Da u stvari većina nas želi izaći odavde.
And if we pray,
I ako se molimo,
let me stay here forever serving you, Krishna.
Dopusti da ostanem ovdje zauvijek i služim te, Krishna.
It may not be coming from our heart, that particular prayer.
Takva molitva možda baš i ne dolazi iz srca.
Because we do have, at the present time, a desire,
trenutno imamo,
a little bit of liberation desire.
I želje za oslobođenjem.
Of course.
Naravno.
Akama, sarvakama, mokshakama, daradi, tivrena, bhakti, yogeni, ajeta, purusham, param. The whatever reason one is approaching Krishna, whether one is free of desires, desirous of liberation,
or full
of material desires, one should worship
treba
Krishna
enthusiastically. Krishna.
So later on,
kasnije,
later on you will actually simply desire to serve Krishna, mama janmani, janmani shre, bhavata bhakti, that will come automatically.
To će doći prirodno.
It's not an artificial imposition
on the
mind. To nije
umjetno nametanje umu.
In other words, we should be honest,
biti pošteni, iskreni,
with our own position in Krishna consciousness.
Sami nalazimo u svjesnosti Krishna.
If we actually desire to go back to Godhead, to get out of this horrible material world,
izaći iz ovog užasnog materijalnog svijeta,
we shouldn't be stating, I don't desire to go back to God, and
reći,
I just want to serve Krishna birth after birth.
Kući nazad Bogu. Želim samo služiti Krishnu rođenje za rođenjem.
We can understand that that's
the
quality of a pure devotee.
To odlika čistoga bhakte.
But
ali,
for ourselves, you know, whatever desires we have, we should be
god želje imamo,
honest.
Trebamo biti iskreni u vezi toga.
Otherwise, you'll be disconnected
inače,
from yourself.
Nećemo biti,
we shouldn't act on a platform or attempt to act on a platform which we're not really at.
Ne bismo trebali djelovati na razini na kojoj u stvari nismo.
At the present time. All right?
Na kojoj trenutno nismo.
So yeah, back to God. We always used to chant on Harinam Sankirtan, isn't it? Back to home, back to Godhead, back, remember that?
Back to home.
We had so many cool chants when we first joined the
movement. Imali smo baš nekih ovakvih cool.
We would also chant Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam as part of Kirtan.
Pjevali smo I Harinam, Harinam, Eva Kevalam.
The leader would sing, back to home, and everyone would chant, back to Godhead.
Nazad kući, ostali bi pjevali nazad Bogu.
So let's go back to Godhead.
Vratimo se Bogu.
Yeah. That's right. You should desire bhakti. Yeah, obviously. You want to translate?
Rečeno je da je oslobođenje zapravo sluga od bhakti, pa onda ako želimo oslobođenje na neki način zapravo želimo bhakti.
So yes, it's an impetus. Krishna
said. Da, to je poticaj. Krishna je rekao.
People have different.
Da ljudi imaju različite.
Different things that give them an impetus for taking up devotional service.
Krishna
says in the Gita,
"Tatur
vidaba janti mam." People come to him for various reasons.
Krishna rekao Bhagavad Gita da mu ljudi prilaze iz različitih razloga.
They come because they want wealth.
Prilaze mu jer žele bogatstvo.
Anybody come because they wanted
wealth?
Jel
netko želio jer je došao jer je želio bogatstvo? Evo jednog bhakte.
Did you get it?
Jesi li ga dobio?
Yeah, wow, see?
Malo.
Maybe you can tell me about it later on.
Možda mi kasnije. Možeš reći kako ti je to uspjelo.
I'd like to find out your tricks. All right, so.
Da vidim koja je tvoja tajna.
Form. I tried a Lakshmi conch, but it didn't work for me. So some people come because they're in distress. Some people come because they're just a little curious, they're inquisitive. And some people come because they want knowledge. And some people have a whole mixture of the four. What did Dhruva Maharaj want? Wealth.
Bogatstvo.
You know, with a kingdom, you know, wealth. It was actually a general word, wealth. But when he saw Krishna, what did he want?
Nothing?
He wanted nothing?
Ništa? Ništa
void?
Želio. Praznina?
I want nothing.
Ništavilo? Želim ništa.
Oh, nothing material, okay.
Ništa materijalno.
He said, I've been looking for some broken pieces of glass, but I found a beautiful, wonderful gem. So that's the point, that let's just serve Krishna enthusiastically. Be aware of your motivation, but don't feel so guilty about it. I mean, just be enthusiastic, go on kirtan, read Prabhupada's books, associate with the devotees, and then one day you'll wake up and you'll be a pure devotee. You open your eyes and say, wow, I love all living entities.
Huh.
How did that happen? And one day you'll just feel symptoms of ecstasy. All the hairs in your body will stand. Goranga balite habi pulaka sharira. Every time someone says the goranga, it'll be dangerous for you.
Goranga, to će biti opasno za vas.
Isn't it? Goranga.
Goranga.
Don't say it during Bhagavatam class.
You'd
be like Shukadeva Goswami, who couldn't say the name Radharani. So that's coming. It's so exciting what's coming up.
Isn't it?
Wow. Isn't that wonderful?
Nije li to divno?
For all of us, that's coming up, even though Prabhupada said it's very rare.
Iako Prabhupada kaže da je to jako rijetko.
Or only very few men.
Jako malo
and ladies.
Muškaraca i žena.
But still, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure devotees, a lame man can walk, a dog can swim in ocean, or a blind man can see, right? We have that faith. That's
Ashabanda.
We have that faith.
Imamo tu vjeru.
Whatever I am, you know,
whatever. Jesam, takav sam,
you know, I may have all these impurities,
možda
but I have that faith by
ali
associating with the devotees,
druženjem s baktama,
serving the devotees, serving Srila Prabhupada's
služeći
mission,
Srila Prabhupada.
Hearing Krishna Katha.
Slušajući Krishna Katha.
Krishna Katha means talks about Krishna,
Krishna Katha znači
talks by Krishna,
razgovore o Krishni, ono što je Krishna
and
rekla,
practical talks about Krishna's
i,
devotional
tako,
service. That's Krishna
i,
Katha.
Krishna Katha se podrazumijeva i razgovore o praktičnim vidovima predanog služenja.
Sakahei sudrida nischaya. I have that faith.
Imam tu vjeru.
What is faith? It's simply doing this.
Da, jednostavno čineći to.
Simply doing what Prabhupada and Krishna want.
Ono što Prabhupada i Krishna žele.
Success will be there.
Uspjeh će doći.
At least that we should have that firm faith.
Trebamo barem imati tu jaku vjeru.
That's all. That's all that's required.
To je sve, to je sve što se traži.
Little thing.
Sitnica.
Is it a little thing?
Zar ne? Sitnica.
Just do it. Have faith in them.
To.
The faith in their instructions, doing what they say.
Upute, učinite ono što oni kažu,
and you'll be back to God.
I vratit ćete se Bogu.
What's the problem?
U čemu je problem?
I don't have any problems.
Ja ne vidim tu problema. Problema.
And someone will say, that's easy for you to say.
Tebi je, lako je tebi reći.
I heard that one before.
To sam već
I'm reading
čuo.
People's minds, you know.
Mogu čuti umove drugih.
It's easy to say, yeah.
Lako je reći, da.
Okay, any other questions or comments?
No, još koje pitanje?
About me.
Opisao si 8 koraka duhovnog života.
Yeah.
No. Da li si od početka svog duhovnog života probleme promatrao kao prilike i imao tako neki pozitivan stav o svemu?
That's a good question.
To je dobro pitanje.
Actually, I would say, you know, talking about Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he helped me understand that.
Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, on mi je pomogao to razumjeti.
Because he was a spiritual warrior.
On je bio duhovni ratnik.
I was thinking about how he used that term, spiritual warrior.
Koristio taj izraz, duhovni ratnik.
Internally and externally.
U unutarnjem i vanjskom smislu.
And I think it was by his association that I imbibed that spirit.
Zapravo poprimio taj duh.
And then,
to raspoloženje.
I mean, it's like, anyway, by the association of devotees,
družići
se s baktama. Just to be honest. I didn't always have it, no.
Nisam uvijek tako razmišljao.
Actually, when I was a new devotee, I would pray that Krishna would kill me every night.
Svaki sam se večer i molio da me Krishna ubije.
I sleep with my japa beads in my hand. Spavao bih
sa svojim brajanicom u ruci.
Because that aggravated the other brahmacharis.
I to je naravno uznemirilo druge brahmacharije.
Because I would wake up spontaneously in the middle of the night
spontano and go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I mantra.
And they would say, shut up, go back to sleep.
O šuti, odi opet spavat.
And I pray Krishna, you
know, molio sam se
please kill me tonight.
Molim te, ubi me noćas.
Take me back to God in this horrible place.
Molim me, izvuci me iz ovog užasnog mjesta, vrati me sebi.
And so I have to be honest, I really didn't have that opinion in the
moram
beginning.
Moram biti iskren, nisam u početku tako razmišljao.
But by learning from Bhaktivedanta Maharaj and other great devotees. Učeći od Bhaktivedanta
Maharaja i drugih velikih bhakta.
Then gradually I've begun to see things in this way. I mean, hopefully not 100% of the time.
Možda ne činim to uvijek. Da budem potpuno iskren.
But then life becomes like
život postane,
you know, just like a sporting game practically.
Ko neka igra.
That it's a challenge.
To je izazov.
And Krishna has put this challenge
I
in front of me.
Stavio,
what should I do about
it? Dao izazov, I što da
it's
radim s njime?
You know, it's not that Krishna just sends you an email.
Da
this is what you're supposed to do about it.
Email i sada ti
that would be easy.
Ovo. To bi bilo lako.
Isn't it? Does anyone ever get an email from Krishna?
Dobio ikad email od Krishna?
You know, Krishna, you go to the deeds.
Krishna,
here's what I'm supposed to do.
What
am I supposed to do about this, my dear Giriraj?
Što da radim u vezi ovoga, dragi moj Giriraj?
And then Giriraj
Uvača kaže,
Maharaj, I want you to...
Maharaj,
at 5 o'clock this morning,
ujutra,
I want you to read...
Pročitaš...
The Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, 22nd verse,
22,
and this will answer your question. I mean, in the beginning, we used to think like that.
Na taj
when we have problems in spiritual life, we take the Bhagavad Gita and flip through it like a deck of tarot cards. You know what tarot cards are?
So
we go with the Bhagavad Gita.
All
right,
Bhagavad
I have a problem.
Dobro, imam neki problem.
And sometimes it works.
Nekad upali, stvarno.
And sometimes I got...
Nekad dobijem...
Maybe not the wrong answer, but not the answer I wanted to hear.
Možda ne krivi odgovor, ali ne onaj odgovor koji sam želio čuti.
Just like I was using these Krishna Conscious Tarot cards with one devotee the other day.
Kao što sam koristio neke tarot
karte
svjesne Krishna. I onda sam ih...
The ones about Lord Ramchandra, you
said. Ima jedna o gospodinu Ramachandri.
And I said, here's something about,
rekao
you know, look, I don't want to say this. Let's put it back.
Oh, ne želim ti to reći. Onda sam je vratio, sakrio sam je.
So, what I realized is that Krishna really wants
shvatio
us to use our brain and become independently intelligent.
Da iskoristimo svoje pamet i postanemo inteligentni, neovisno. Neovisnu inteligenciju.
Use your manasa, deha, geha. Use your mind, your body, words,
tijelo,
and especially your intelligence. You really got to push it to the max.
Napose svoju inteligenciju trebamo to maksimalno iskoristiti.
To try to figure out what
shvatimo.
You're supposed to do. And that's engaging your mind in Krishna service. It's nice.
I da uključimo um uz, i to na taj način uključujemo u svjesnost Krishna.
So, yeah, it took me some time.
Možda
and I'm not doing it all the time now.
Ali to ne činim sada uvijek.
But especially when I give class, I talk about it.
Ali govorim o tome kada držim predavanje.
Yeah. Yeah. Hearing and chanting, yeah. 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 And it can go on like this for years. And I mean, like you see, devotees don't have problems with this, but as soon as they drop this incessant practice, even if it took 7 years or 10, but as soon as they drop it a little bit in their intensity, this desire starts to flourish.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, because it is such a pity under Sophia Badran that it removes.
It says almost completely destroyed, Prabhupada translates to that. And no, Prabhupada says almost completely destroyed. Anyway,
so could you please summarize the question? It was too long. Could you summarize the question?
Oh, could I? Could he summarize the question? It's his question.
Or maybe you.
His dakle, question is that we see people incessantly chanting.
Da neki ljudi neprestano mantraju.
And they're not showing any anarthas or anything like that.
Pokazatelja anarti ili nešto
but
slično.
As soon as they stop chatting,
prestanu mantrati,
then some things may come up. Is that right?
Neke stvari izrone.
So incessant chanting
dakle,
is supposed
neprestano mantranje,
to destroy it.
Trebalo bi to uništiti.
It appears, he said it only appears like it kept it quiet in the meantime.
Čini se kao da je to bilo samo negdje utišano, da je bilo u nekom latentnom stanju.
Well, that was answered partially by what I said before, that even before one comes to the stage of prema,
što sam prije spomenuo,
the anarthas aren't absolutely gone.
Anarthi nisu potpunosti uklonjene,
but unless one's alert, they can come back.
Ako nismo oprezni, one se mogu vratiti.
And another answer to that question would
drugi odgovor na to pitanje bi bio
there's a quality of chanting.
Da postoji isto tako i kvaliteta mantranja koju treba uzeti u obzir.
And another answer is that
drugi odgovor je
Krishna Katha is not just chanting Hare Krishna and going to Bhagavatam class.
Mantramo Hare Krishna i odlazimo na predavanje iz Bhagavatama.
It's also talking about how to serve Krishna, how to serve the devotees, how to expand the Krishna consciousness movement.
Kako da služimo bhakti, kako da proširimo pokret svjesnosti Krishna.
I don't feel any less happy when I'm talking to planning out how to spread the Krishna consciousness movement than when I'm chanting Hare Krishna directly.
Planiranju širenja svjesnosti Krishna nego kada izravno mantram Hare Krishna.
In fact, I've experienced
stvari, doživio sam da
when I'm talking about how to serve the devotees and help them open their hearts, my chanting attains a higher quality, better quality or clearer quality, or wherever you want to talk about
it.
I mean, that's been my experience with these seminars that I've been giving. You know, we're talking about empathy, empathic communication. And then every time we give the seminar, the next morning, frankly, I'm able to chant with a little more attention, a little more devotion. And get a few more realizations. So, anyway, so the point is we also have to be patient.
Dakle, trebamo isto tako biti istrpljivi.
And realize that it's going to take us,
da će nam,
most of us, quite a bit of time before we come to the stage of prema.
Podosta vremena dok ne dostignemo taj stadij preme.
But we should be like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, Mukunda.
Mukunda, pratioc gospodina Chaitanya.
Mukunda was kept
Mukunda,
out of the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time because he was associated with people that Lord Chaitanya didn't want him to associate with.
S ljudima s kojima koje gospodin Chaitanya nije baš odobravao.
And he questioned, you know, when am I going to get Lord Chaitanya's association again?
Kada ću ponovno doći u društvo gospodina Chaitanya?
And the response was, how many births was
bio,
it like? 10 million births or
10
something?
Miliona, 10 miliona rođenja.
And most of us, we say,
oh,
10 minutes is all I can take.
10 minuta je sve što ja mogu izdržati.
But he started to jump up and down in ecstasy.
I will get.
Utsahan nishtya darya tatat karma bhavartanat. Enthusiasm, determination, patience.
Entusiasm, odlučnost, strpljivost.
And the point is, it may take a long time before you become a pure devotee.
Podosta vremena dok ne postanemo čisti bhakte.
But if you have this attitude,
imamo taj stav,
that first of all, Ashabandha, you will get.
Da ćemo to dobiti.
And secondly, that every step along the way is a great transcendental adventure.
Transcendentalna pustolovina.
Then you will always be happy.
Onda ćemo uvijek biti sretni.
Every step of the way.
Svaki korak puta.
It's so wonderful.
I to je tako divno.
I mean, I'm experiencing my life that generally.
Ja na svoj život doživljavam većinom na taj način.
I try.
Barem nastojim.
I should.
Trebao bih.
You know, it's just great. It's great. You know, why do I have to say I'm a pure devotee? I'm just happy becoming, trying to become one.
Ja sam sretan samim time što pokušavam postati tako.
Every day newer things. I mean, there's like one day I gave my seminar here.
Neki dan sam održao seminar.
You know, I was chanting in the morning.
Mantrao sam ujutro.
And then All of a sudden, when I was walking back to my ashram, I started to see flowers on the trees.
Počeo sam vidjeti cvijeće na drveću.
And you may say, what's so amazing about that?
But
then my heart started saying,
ali moje srce onda,
pick up those flowers for Giriraj.
Naberite cvijeće za Girirađa.
So then I was every morning, last few mornings,
posljednjih nekoliko
jutra, I was going through all the trees, sneaking into the neighbor's yards.
I onda sam se šuljao u dvorište susjeda.
And just picking flowers all over.
Brao cvijeće.
And decorating Giriraj.
So
it's something new, that spontaneous feeling. You know, I have to decorate Giriraj, I have to collect flowers every time I see a flower. And you see Giriraj on the altar today.
Evo vidite danas Giriraj na altaru.
Those are the flowers I collected walking back to my ashram this morning.
Skupio dok sam si jutro.
So every morning I've been doing that.
Svako jutro to činim.
And it's like something new for me.
To je za mene nešto novo.
It's just like, you know, so that's something new, and tomorrow there'll be something else new.
Sutra će biti nešto drugo novo.
It's wonderful.
I just want to
learn new things about Krishna every day.
Svaki dan novo, nešto novo,
learn new things about my relationship with Krishna. Learn new things about serving the Vaishnavas. Learn new things about serving
Prabhupada.
And deepen my, you know, it's just such a wonderful adventure.
To je tako divna postolovina većinom.
Anyway, try to. If you can see positively about that,
pozitivno to promatrati, vidjeti.
Just like when people climb mountains, what mountain do they focus on as the pinnacle?
Kad se ljudi penju na, recimo, kad se ljudi penju na planinu,
the tallest one.
Što je njihov ideal neki? Ona najviša i ona koja je najteže.
Just like where I live, there's a mountain about 200 meters high.
Gdje ja živim, bila jedna planina visoka 200 metara.
It's not very exciting to climb it.
Pa nije baš nešto penjati se na nju.
I don't go in the temple and say, oh, devotees, today I walked up the road.
I dolazim u hram i da se hvalim baktama kako sam se penjao na nju.
And I went 200 meters high.
I popeo sam se na 200 metara.
So people go for Mount Everest.
Ljudi žele osvojiti Mount Everest.
And some people go for the face of Mount Everest is the hardest to climb, isn't it?
Mount Everest je zapravo najteži.
And we should have this excitement, this challenge. Prabhupada said, for kshatriyas, we want devotees who are fighters, internally, externally, transcendental warriors. Prabhupada said, like Arjuna, like Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Prabhupada indicated, like, sit-down devotees was not so desirable. You can fight while you're sitting, too.
Možete se boriti i sjedeći.
But the point is,
stvari u tome da
there should be that wonderful mood of
imati to
fighting for Krishna.
To nevjerojatno raspoloženje borbe za Krishna.
If you don't fight for Krishna, you'll be fighting
Krishna,
with Krishna.
Borit ćemo se protiv Krishna.
Okay.
Krishna.
So I think we have to end because it's time
for stati.
Enjoying our tongues. Our time for prasadam.
Da naši jezici malo uživaju. Vrijeme za prasadam.
So again, we'd like to thank everybody for making this camp a great success. And I look forward to this every year. One thing I'm going to do, being inspired by this camp and also the Serbian camp, I'm establishing or trying to establish these camps in North America. We have the first North American camp at the end of August in Portland, Oregon. And I hope this will be the first of, like, an explosion of camps we'll have in America.
Pravi,
yeah, but that's in a temple.
Prava navala
kampova. Explosion of camps, because the unique thing about the camps is they're not in a formal temple atmosphere. And there where devotees can develop deeper and deeper and deeper relationships with each other without having to put a mask or facade
da moraju izvana izgledati
and just be who they are.
Moraju staviti neke maske. Jednostavno mogu biti ono što jesu.
I feel this is a special contribution these camps are giving us.
Da ovi kampovi nam to ono posebno što nam oni mogu dati.
So let's see how successful I am at doing them in the United States.
Vidjet ćemo koliko ću biti uspješan u Sjedinjenim Državama.
And you're all invited to come to Portland.
Pozvani da dođete u Portland.
And we'll be teaching our seminar if you want to deepen your appreciation
there. I pokušavat ćemo naš seminar ukoliko želite još produbiti.
Okay. All glories to Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Radha Kunja Bihari, Ki Jai, Radha Giridhari, Ki Jai.